Chapter 252. The Man and the Satyr. A man and a satyr once drank together in token of a bond of alliance being formed between them. One very cold wintry day, as they talked, the man put his fingers to his mouth and blew on them. When the satyr asked the reason for this, he told him that he did it to warm his hands because they were so cold. Later on in the day they sat down to eat, and the food prepared was quite scalding. The man raised one of the dishes a little towards his mouth, and blew in it. When the satyr again inquired the reason, he said that he did it to cool the meat, which was too hot. "Can no longer consider you as a friend," said the satyr, "a fellow who with the same breath blows hot and cold." The ass and his purchaser. A man wished to purchase an ass, and agreed with its owner that he should try out the animal before he bought him. He took the ass home, and put him in the straw yard with his other asses, upon which the new animal left all the others, and at once joined the one that was most idle and the greatest eater of them all. Seeing this, the man put a halter on him, and led him back to his owner. On being asked how, in so short a time, he could have made a trial of him, he answered, "I do not need a trial. I know that he will be just the same as the one he chose for his companion. A man is known by the company he keeps. The two bags, every man, according to an ancient legend, is born into the world with two bags suspended from his neck, all bag in front full of his neighbor's faults, and a large bag behind filled with his own faults. Hence it is that men are quick to see the faults of others, and yet are often blind to their own failings." The stag at the pool. A stag overpowered by heat, came to a spring to drink. Seeing his own shadow reflected in the water, he greatly admired the size and variety of his horns, but felt angry with himself for having such slender and weak feet. While he was thus contemplating himself, a lion appeared at the pool, and crouched to spring upon him. The stag immediately took to flight, and exerting his utmost speed, as long as the plain was smooth and open, kept himself easily at a safe distance from the lion. But entering a wood, he became entangled by his horns, and the lion quickly came up to him and caught him. When too late, he thus reproached himself, "Oh, is me! How I have deceived myself! These feet which would have saved me I despised, and I gloried in these antlers which have proved my destruction. What is most truly valuable is often underrated." The jackdaw and the fox. A half-famished jackdaw seated himself on a fig tree, which had produced some fruit entirely out of season, and waited in the hope that the figs would ripen. A fox, seeing him sitting so long, and learning the reason of his doing so, said to him, "You are indeed, sir, sadly deceiving yourself. You are indulging a hope strong enough to cheat you, but which will never reward you with enjoyment." Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.